This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Douglas County School Board voted unanimously last night to send a property tax and bond measure to voters. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
What Douglas County taxpayers contribute to their local schools lags significantly behind the district's neighbors. That makes it hard to retain teachers. The $60 million property tax proposal would pay for a 9% raise for teachers and other school staff. Board member Christy Williams.
This is what our teachers and our staff deserve.
A $450 million bond would build three new schools and repair others. Board members went on record to dispel rumors saying that no bond or mill money would be used for vouchers or to arm teachers. Board policy also prohibits that. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Denver will launch a paid family leave program for some 11,000 city employees. The city council voted this week to opt out of a statewide leave program that starts in 2024. Denver city council members say the local program will be cheaper and more beneficial for most city employees. Colorado Democratic Senator Michael Bennett says he's talking with Republican Mitt Romney of Utah about the Colorado River and how the federal government can help Colorado and Utah and the other states that depend on a shrinking water supply. Senator Bennett.
The federal government shouldn't be telling the states what they need to do, but the federal government should be putting together the funds to backstop what the states are going to have to do.
The Inflation Reduction Act, signed by President Biden, includes $4 billion for drought funding. Last week, federal officials announced more aggressive water cuts as reservoirs on the Colorado fall to record low levels. The Front Range keeps failing the federal government's smog test. The EPA is moving to require a special blend of gasoline that is cleaner and more expensive.
Colorado business groups estimate it could raise prices by up to 50 cents a gallon.
Are those price estimates accurate? Will cleaner gasoline fix the smog problem? We'll check in with CPR's climate team a little later in this hour. And this is Morning Edition. I'm Mike Lamp. It's CPR News.